have some habits that we can't break. We don't want to let go. Missy just chimed in. She goes, first thing I do when I get home, got to take off my shoes and my socks. The key is my socks have to come off.
Wow.
She's like, everybody in the house is not happy about that. So.
Dang.
All right.
Don't make me quit.
My feet have to breathe. Breathe.
Josh says his habit is spending his Army disability check on car parts for his 40-year-old Pontiac. And he says, I need help.
40 years old, a Pontiac.
Man. Wow. I don't even know where you get those. Of course, it's going to cost you some money. Just can't let it go, huh,
that's
Josh?
That's habit is hobby.
Lots of people chiming in with caffeine. Alex said, drinking lots of caffeine from my pot of coffee in the morning to monsters later on in the afternoon. I've got to have my afternoon Diet Coke. Nothing makes me feel as pretty as when I crack open my can of Diet Coke in the afternoon, sip the crisp aspartame.
Oh my gosh. I've given up soda. And it's hard. I really wanted soda all weekend long. I realized it's the one thing that, man, I got to let it go.
You are trying to be healthier, bottom line. I'm right there with you. It's hard. You got to make adjustments.
It is.
You got to keep moving.
I really, really want stuff, you guys.
I know.
I really, really do.
So on that note, so what happened, I enjoy the caffeine coffee.
Right.
And I gave up the sodas to enjoy the caffeine, still iced tea. I go with iced tea.
Okay.
Oh, trust me. I dabbled in the energy drinks too, but that was not helping me because you just felt the liquid weight on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least I did. So for me, it was iced tea as a substitute for soda. Have you found something to substitute soda?
A lot of water. Yeah. A lot of water with like my little vitamin C packets or... No, I haven't.
Okay.
So I will definitely try unsweetened tea, right? I can't even have the sweet tea.
Well, it's up to you what kind of program you're on.
Let me guess.
My doctor's saying, Bo, easy on the sugar. So yeah. That's why I'm going unsweet tea, black coffee. Mm-hmm. There's still water in it. You know, does that count for me getting my water for the day,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. I appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, it does.
What's your little vice that when you get left out, you are unhappy? And what I mean by that is... Sometimes you come home, you just eyeball the garbage can. It is the garbage can investigator.
Yeah. Steve, he is. There's no hiding stuff in the garbage can. Like if you stop at Chick-fil-A or mm-hmm. you stop somewhere to grab even a drink and you throw that cup away. First thing, who got Chick-fil-A? What'd you guys go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Did you guys get Wendy's without me?
Yeah.
Like, it's awful.
Garbage.
It's awful. Like, I will intentionally throw things away, like at my mom's house or here at work outside in the garbage can. Because if it's at home, it's a big old, like, it's a big scene.
Garbage can investigator. You know, with my kids, I'd be like, well, why? And they're like, well, mommy said you're fat. So that's why we didn't get you. And I go, excuse me, you're not hearing your mother correctly. Mm-hmm. She meant I'm happy and husky.
Yeah.
No, she said fat, Dad. We didn't get you anything.
P-H-A-T. That's what she meant.
I did get...
Don't forget Daddy.
Yeah, now the kids aren't around. I got caught myself. I went to get a haircut on Friday. Remember, I left?
Yeah,
I
didn't
go get a haircut. I get there. They're like, we're understaffed. Sorry. Can't help you. Come back in a couple hours. I'm like, I'm not coming back in a couple hours. So I'm all depressed. I'm not getting my haircut. I see a Chick-fil-A and I go... Hey, it's meant to be. I haven't been to Chick-fil-A in a while. I'm going to go grab me something. Now, picture, my wife is working all day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I pick her up at work later on. She's like, when'd you go to Chick-fil-A?
Oh, you left it in the car.
The receipt.
That's a big mistake. Big mistake.
Yes. She looked at the receipt. She goes, what is this? I go, I couldn't get my hair cut. So
she
goes,
got chicken.
She's like, so you spent your haircut money on Chick-fil-A? I'm like, yes, I had to lift myself back up. But she does that app where you always take the pictures.
Oh, the Fetch app?
Fetch app. So that's why I was leaving it. Totally backfired on me. Mm-mm. Totally.
You're like,
it.
I'm trying to help you get points.
Exactly.
Yes, I spent money on Chick-fil-A without you, but you can have the 5 points to go towards your $10,000 minimum for your $5 gift card.
You know I'm defusing the situation. Well, how many points do you have total? That doesn't matter. You had Chick-fil-A without me. I'm like, well, we can swing by now. No, You ruined the moment. It was such a backfire on me.
For me, it's like, yeah, I took Liam to McDonald's at 11:30 this morning. I'm sorry that I didn't know that 6 o'clock tonight you'd want something.
Yeah.
Right? That's from way earlier. I always do that too. Oh, that's from yesterday. Did you go to Tropical Smoothie? That's from yesterday.
You're not alone throwing out garbage in other areas so you don't bring it home and get caught, TJ, on the Donuts Light text line. My son is the same way. I've even stopped at a gas station just to throw out my fast food packaging before picking him up.
Yes!
Yeah, you get a car.
Don't pick that kid up when there's like a... You'll be turning around. You'll have to make another trip. You'll hear all about it.
Brantley Gilbert, we just heard there. I've never heard this before. In all my years in radio, this is amazing what happened at his show this weekend.
So he just started his set. He's been on tour, and he's in Mississippi. And he just started. He was a couple songs in, and all of a sudden someone ran on stage and was like, hey, your wife has given birth in the bus. So Brantley runs off stage into the parking lot, jumps on his bus, and helps deliver his child while his wife in their bus, in their tour bus, in the parking lot in Mississippi. That woman had a child right there. And get this. He didn't come, he didn't cancel the rest of the show. He you guys good? And then he got back on stage, put his earpiece in, told everybody it was a crazy night, and finished his concert.
Yeah, just had a baby boy on the tour bus. Let's go. Let's finish the show. That is the Brantley Gilbert we know and love. I wish I was at that concert. It was Friday night down in Mississippi.
Oh,
amazing.
My gosh.
Four songs in. I got to go. Hang on. Hold my beer.
That's
I'll be right back.
That's exactly it. My wife's pushing out in the parking lot.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe because all three of my children, there was just such craziness in my pregnancies. I can't imagine being on a tour bus and, you want to go get him while I have this baby?
Well, they had to have been prepared. This had to have been part of the plan.
I would hope so, because hopefully there were clean instruments or whatever.
Well, we know that we gave Brantley WBEE B Morning Coffee Club custom onesies.
Yes.
At the Finger Lakes Country Music Festival. So the baby did have at least brand new clothing to wear. I'm sure it was the first thing that they put on the baby boy.
I mean, I'd assume so. Well, that's what I'm going to tell myself.
We help prepare them.
Right.
Look it. Keep the little boy warm. Look at that. WBEE onesie. Congratulations.
Wow.
We haven't seen a name, though, yet. They haven't picked a
name. No name yet. Okay. I mean, this just happened.
Yeah.
But I guess for me, it was just crazy reading, hey, she's out in the parking lot having a baby. But then to come back on and finish the show, I was like, wow.
My job is done. The baby is delivered and fine.
Y'all
going to
be taking a nap? I guess I'll go finish the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got to think about this and help us out. 585-252-WBE would be a great name for a boy that was delivered on a tour bus during a show. And his daddy helped delivered. Let's think of a cool name there. There's got to be something there. Help us out. You got something? 585-252-WBEE. Wow, what an incredible story. Brantley Gilbert performing Friday night concert. Four songs in. He's like, hold up. Wait a minute. My wife needs me. Goes in the back tour bus and helps deliver their third child, little baby boy. Goes back on and performs an hour later. Yeah. So there was an hour gap that people got more refreshments, but he came back and honored and put on the best show ever, a proud new daddy, Brantley Gilbert. I was trying to think of a cool name for the little boy. I'm thinking Encore.
Encore.
Because daddy came back, really did it. Put on Encore, technically. I mean, because they stopped for an hour.
What about Gunner? I'm gonna be right back.
Oh.
As soon as I go out.
Gunner. I got gotcha.
Well, the show was in Tupelo. And I love a city name for a baby name. So I think Tupelo Gilbert.
Oh, that would have worked. Okay. All right. Brantley Gilbert, we're here to help. We all had some help. We're here helping name
That's
your
right.
new little boy.
He's like, please don't.
Posty, Morgan, 92.5 WBEE.